This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, come on. We're on the air. No. Let's just try repeating what you just said to me off air. Power 93.5, the Hitman and Carla, guess what? We have a disagreement. Is anyone surprised by that? And as usual, my friends, I am correct. I'm sorry, Carla. I know it's difficult for you to accept the reality of your position this morning.
Is that what it is? I'm delusional?
Yeah, you're very delusional this morning.
I'm in denial.
And if you're just tuning in.
If you're just tuning in, we are talking about people being in denial, like this house husband, quote unquote. He messaged us. He was listening the other day when we were talking about who do you serve first, kids or the husband, yada, yada. And he's like, I have an untraditional situation. My wife works. I'm a house husband. At first, when we're reading his message, I'm like, oh, he's a stay-at-home dad. That's awesome. We don't have enough stay-at-home dads. Okay, hold up, though. Hold up. He's been a stay-at-home dad for about 3 years. Not sure why. He didn't go into detail why he's staying at home. But his kids are in middle school. Okay, these aren't babies. These aren't toddlers. They're school age. And they're like, they could be like a couple of eighth graders. You know what I'm saying? And so he's saying that his wife's parents give him a hard time. His wife's friends think dude's lazy. And he's like, my wife works. She gives me her paycheck, tells me to make sure bills get paid. I'm cooking, cleaning, this, this, and that. I think it's great you're cooking and cleaning. I think it's great you help with the bills. I don't think it's great you don't have a job. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing all day? Watching Maury Povich? Folding towels.
He's not even on TV anymore.
You know what I'm saying? I come home and I have to look at your face and know that you've just been home all day. Kids aren't even home. They're like at their friend's house because they can ride their bike and do stuff on there. They're in freaking eighth grade. So I don't feel like you can pull the kid card at all. I just think dude's milking God. It. I think he's got game. And somehow he's convinced his wife this is cool.
Now, see, this is discrimination against men. This is what this
Please.
Is. Yes, it is. It's a double standard. Because this is a guy. You want to kick the guy in the groin. And you want to put him in all kind of pain and double him over and talk trash on the guy. 869-1093. The audience is going to agree with me. It makes no difference if it's a housewife or a house husband. The work and the responsibility is still the same. Go ahead, sir.
I think you're right, Hitman.
Thank you. It's a double standard going on here.
Yeah. I work hard every day while my wife stays at home and takes care of the kids, and she would do vice versa for me.
See?
May I ask how old the kids are?
12 months old.
Okay. I think that's wonderful. She's a stay-at-home mom. These are middle school age kids.
So?
It's different.
The house still needs cleaned.
Thank you.
We can clean it on Wednesday evening together. We can do it on Saturday or Sunday. You can go get a job. I don't need you to be home all day while I'm working and you're doing nothing.
Okay.
After I've worked 12 hours, I don't want to come home and clean. I want to relax and be with my family.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm not working all day and coming home sweeping and wiping down counters.
Oh, now you're too good to clean?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, double standard. Here we come.
Okay, now she's trying to flip the script. Mm. Hey, homie, good for you, man, and way to hold it down with your fam, man. Mad props to you this morning, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You get on my nerves.
No, you have a double standard,
good
Carla.
Good job, homie.
Go ahead. What do you think?
I agree with you, Hitman. Staying home is as long as you're family business, that's a full-time job right there.
Thank you.
If you're a lazy house husband, no, especially with no money at the table. But yeah, that's hard work, kids, cleaning. I'd rather be at work, honestly.
Okay, yeah, guys, kids, you're saying kids. The kids are in middle school. They're not even, they're like eighth graders.
You gotta get them to school, get them to the Y, feed them.
Yep.
They gotta eat.
Yep. See?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Hitman.
Yeah, Team Hitman this morning. 869-1093, you have a double standard. You think the rules are different because it's a house husband and not a housewife.
Now he's playing his wife and y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.